Speed dating is a concept that caters to single people. It's a fast-paced way to find out important things about several people in a short period of time. But it's not an exercise that you'd think of when you think of presidential candidates. Organizers of the mock convention at Ohio Wesleyan University in Delaware decided that might be a good way to introduce them. Emma Drongowski was the mock convention's co-chair.
We wanted something interactive and fun and engaging. So each member of the executive board is mimicking a Republican candidate, and students can come around and ask us questions. We've all done a lot of research on our candidates.
OWU's mock convention features only the candidates for the party not in power. So the attendees were only looking at the Republican candidates. The speed dating event takes place in a large banquet room on campus. There are several tall cocktail tables, and at each, there is a student who is either pretending to be the candidate or acting as their surrogate based on research they conducted on where candidates stood on issues. Senior Emily Feldmesser pretended to be Ohio Governor John Kasich when she answered a question from a handful of students about student debt.
I have increased state funding for public universities and have capped universities from raising the cost of their annual tuition in 2016, which means in the 2017 fiscal year, nothing will increase. I also signed an executive order to create the Ohio Task Force on Affordability and Efficiency in Higher Education, which helps streamline colleges and contain higher education costs.
The acting candidates and surrogates have only a few short minutes to talk to the students at their table before they hear this. The bell means it's time to move on to another table and meet another candidate. Some of the candidates featured at this year's convention have since dropped out of the race. Sophomore Chris Dobick of the Cleveland area posed as Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Here's what happened when students at his table questioned his conservative credentials by asking if he was more moderate than John Kasich.
I'm not the hardline. I'm the Bernie Sanders of the Republican Party. You know, I'm not a neocon, I'm not a mainline of the party here. The rest of these guys in the Senate don't like me because I tend to vote alongside the Democrats if I think it's what the nation needs.
Ashley Beiser, an associate professor of politics and government at OWU, says the mock convention is always a scaled-down version of the real thing. And she says the speed dating, which is a new activity in this year's convention, was the students' idea.
We were talking about ways to help to, you know, inform the campus about the different issues, and the students really thought that this would be a great way to move through a lot of different candidates quickly, start to get to know them and their positions.
Beiser says the mock convention, which is open to all OWU students, enjoys good attendance. More than 400 were part of this year's event. And Beiser says the convention has a pretty good track record over time in picking the eventual winners.
It really varies. Sometimes we've been sort of eerily accurate. We predicted Geraldine Ferraro for her vice presidential run far before anybody else did. And then sometimes we've been pretty far off for some political reasons and sometimes just for fun.
Case in point, in 2012, the mock convention nominated comedian Stephen Colbert for vice president. So who has the mock convention chosen to be the Republican presidential candidate this year? John Kasich. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.